Matthias Matthews on Facebook, on WhatsApp. You're saying, good afternoon, Mr. Patrick. How are you? I'm well, my friend. You're going to say, I'm enjoying the show. My chapter, 2 Kings 2, verse 9. It was the time when Elijah, he was living on, he was going to heaven, but Elijah asked Elisha what he should do for him before taken away from him. I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. I am Matthias Matthews Nkata from Lusaka, Mtendere East. Thank you very much for coming through.
Listen to Patrick every weekday from 17 hours to 20 hours right here on Radio Christian Voice. Right.
But many to meet our phone. It's when anyone to hang up so bad for you. Aziko mwa kudwanga na yami kila kwambi na shito gwada pano somu studio ine.
Zambian beers. Zambian.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Lars condemns continued human rights violation by Zambia police. Former energy minister warns power shortages could cripple the economy. And Sudanese army denies bombing convoy taking aid to famine hit areas. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamano. The Law Association of Zambians has expressed concern over what it termed as continued disregard of citizens' human rights by law enforcement agencies, particularly the Zambia Police Service, in the manner suspects are treated while in custody. The association has also expressed concern about the continued detention of accused individuals in police cells for extended periods without being presented before a court, despite the offences being bondable. In a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today, LAS President Longisani Zulu emphasized that such practices are in direct violation of the Criminal Procedure Code and the suspect's right to be presumed innocent and to proven guilty. It is our firm belief that while the police have a crucial role in maintaining law and order by apprehending and bringing people suspected of breaking the law, this must be done within the confines of the law to uphold the constitutional rights of suspects, said Mr. Zulu. Mr. Zulu has further condemned acts of mob justice following the circulation of a video on social media depicting a young man identified as Enoch Simfokwe tied with ropes after allegedly being caught stealing at Munyama Farms. Mr. Zulu highlighted that the video shows the suspect in a distressed condition after purportedly being manhandled by the people who apprehended him. The police, through a statement dated 19th August 2025, confirmed that they were investigating the death of a 22-year-old Simfokwe, who was apprehended on 16th August 2025 at Munyama Farm, said Mr. Zulu. He has further cautioned the police against taking the law into their own hands and urged citizens to hand over suspected criminals to the police. Government, through the Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company, has embarked on a major water supply project aimed at expanding household access to safe and clean water across Lusaka province. Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation Principal Public Relations Officer Prince Juni highlighted that these efforts are directly improving the lives of Lusaka residents. Mr. Juni says key interventions include the drilling of 44 boreholes across the city, the the construction of new elevated tanks in Garden Park and McKinney Villa and the provision of more than 3,400 household connections. Every borehole we drew and every new connection we make brings water closer to families and eases the daily burden of accessing this vital resource. These projects are transforming lives across Lusaka, said Mr. Chioni in a statement issued to RTV News and Lusaka Today. Mr. Chioni stressed that further interventions include the Baolini Phase 2 project funded by the African Development Bank, a 4.5 million kwacha water network in Livala South, rehabilitation of the airport road transmission line, and the network upgrades in Wangwa's Feira area. He stressed that despite these achievements, daily demand for water in Lusaka currently stands at 480,000 cubic meters against a production capacity of 250,000 cubic meters. Closing this gap by 2035 will require an estimated investment of $1.28 billion. Government is committed to bridging this gap by working with partners and supporting LWSC in implementing long-term solutions. Our vision is that by 2035, every household in Lusaka will have reliable access to safe water, added Mr. Chioni. Former Energy Minister Yamfa Mukanga has warned that the ongoing power shortages in the country pose a serious threat to the national economy. This follows an announcement by ZESCO Limited that beginning 17th August 2025, electricity supply will be reduced to just 5 hours a day due to maintenance works at Mamba Collieries. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Osaka today, Mr. Mukanga attributed the persistent power deficit to excessive electricity exports, which if not stopped could severely impact businesses that rely heavily on electricity to operate. Cannot develop the economy or the industry if the country continue to experience erratic power supply, said Mr. Mukanga. Mr. Mukanga further suggested that government may have entered into power export agreements that do not serve the best interest of Zambians, contributing to the worsening shortage. He further urged government to review these contracts if they exist to ensure that Zambians have access to adequate and reliable electricity.
So it's important that you first the people of Zambia need to have the benefit. The reason I suspect as why we are having all these challenges now is that we have signed contracts of exporting which are not in the interest of the Zambian people. So I'll get the government to review those contracts and ensure that whatever contracts we sign in terms of energy should be able to benefit the people of Zambia. We cannot develop the economy or the industry if we do not have enough energy.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has demolished additional illegal structures in a coordinated night operation along Sotunya Road and Tokyo Way. The latest enforcement exercise conducted by Council Police in collaboration with State Police between 18 hours and 23 hours yesterday saw the removal of 8 illegal mobile money booths along Sotunya Road and 1 makeshift structure along Tokyo Way. This follows a similar operation on Sunday, August 17, during which 34 illegal makeshift structures were dismantled in the same area, including a car wash located near High Life Off Ring Road, Tokyo Way. In a statement issued to RTV News and Lusaka today, Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Blumba confirmed that several warnings and enforcement notices had been issued to the structure owners prior to the demolitions. However, the directives were not heeded, prompting the local authority to take decisive action to restore order and ensure that business activities in the area are conducted lawfully, said Mr. Blumba. Mr. Blumba further said that the council is intensifying its monitoring, inspections and surveillance efforts to curb all forms of illegal construction across Lusaka in line with the Regional and Urban Planning Act No. 3 of 2015. He has since encouraged residents to report any unauthorized structures in their communities to support swift enforcement actions.
The Lusaka City Council, working in conjunction with the state police, conducted a night operation yesterday, demolishing 8 illegal mobile money boats along Moso Tunya Road and one makeshift structure along, you know, Tokyo Way. This follows a similar, you know, operation that we conducted on Sunday, 17th August, where 34 illegal makeshift structures were, you know, dismantled. And, you know, despite issuing warnings and enforcement notices to, you know, traders, they then refused to comply with the directive, leaving us, you know, with no option but to simply move in and, you know, correct the situation.